Today is the 24th day of January. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back around the global campfire. So here we are, end of another week. This makes the end of the third full week of this year. The fourth time that we've come to the end of a week, though, and so we're getting into that rhythm of understanding that the beginning of this week, we looked out over it and nothing had happened yet. Here we are at the end of that story, and we reflect back. Look at the highs and lows, actually even journaling some of that. What were the high points? What were the low points? This is how we begin to open our eyes and ears to ourselves. Looking at our own selves and our own hearts. This is how we begin to find our strengths and challenges. This is how we become self-aware. And that is so key and crucial to our life, but also our life with God and our life in allowing the scriptures to do the transforming work that they can do if we understand that it's about us and not everybody else. So let's take a second. Just look back. Yeah. Look back over it. I have my victories and I have my challenges to review every week. And so let's make sure that at some point today, I mean, even getting in the habit of trying to journal some of the highs and some of the lows really becomes really, really helpful. So here we are, end of a week. We're going to release it. It becomes a part of our history and we get a fresh start tomorrow. But we're all also here to take the next step forward in the scriptures. It won't be long now, a couple days. And we will be concluding the book of Genesis. So we're kind of moving forward really well. We're still in the story of Joseph, which has taken a significant portion of the latter part of Genesis. Today, Genesis 48 and 49. Sometime later, somebody informed Joseph, "Your father is ill." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, with him to visit Jacob. As soon as Jacob was informed, "Look, your son Joseph has come to visit you," Israel rallied his strength and sat up in bed. Jacob reminded Joseph, "God Almighty revealed himself to me at Luz and Canaan and blessed me. He told me, 'Pay attention. I'm going to make you fruitful and numerous. I'm going to build you into a vast nation of people, and then I'll give this land to your descendants for an eternal possession. You have two sons who were born to you in Egypt before I came to be with you, whom I now take as my own. Ephraim and Manasseh are mine, just as Reuben and Simeon are. Your descendants are to be reckoned as yours, but are to be referred to among the names of their brothers in their respective inheritances. Now as for me, Rachel died after I arrived in Canaan from Paddan, much to my sorrow. While I was on my journey to Ephratah, also known as Bethlehem, I buried her there. Just then, Israel saw Joseph's sons and asked, 'Who are these?' 'These are my sons,' Joseph replied. 'God gave them to me here in Egypt.' 'Please bring them close to me,' Jacob said, 'so I can bless them.' Now Israel's eyesight had become poor from age. Because he couldn't see well, Joseph brought them close to him, and Israel kissed them both and embraced them. Then he told Joseph, 'I never thought I'd see you again. And now God has allowed me to see your children as well." Joseph took them off his knees and then bowed low with his face to the ground. Then he brought them both close to his father, placing Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right. But Israel stretched out his right hand, laying it on Ephraim's head. He was the younger son, and laying his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Then Israel blessed Joseph by saying, "May the God in whose presence my ancestors Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has continued shepherding me my whole life even until today, the angel who has been rescuing me from all sorts of evil, bless these young men. May my name continue to live on within them, including the names of my ancestors Abraham and Isaac, and may they grow into a vast multitude throughout the earth." But Joseph observed that his father had laid his right hand on Ephraim's head. That displeased him, so he grabbed his father's hand and started to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. "No, father, this one is the firstborn. Place your right hand on his head." But his father refused. "I know," he said, "I know. He's going to produce a large nation, and he's going to be very great. However, his younger brother will become even greater than he, and his descendants will become a multitude of nations." That very day, Jacob blessed them with this blessing: "By you, Israel, will extend this blessing. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh." By doing this, he placed Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel told Joseph, "Pay attention. I'm about to die, but God will be with you. He'll bring you back to the land that belongs to your ancestors. I'm assigning you one portion more than your brothers from the land that I confiscated from the control of the Amorites in battle." After this, Jacob called his sons together and told them, "Assemble yourselves around me, so I can tell you all what is going to happen to you in the last days. Gather together and listen, you children of Jacob. Listen to your father, Israel. Reuben, you're my firstborn, my strength, and the fruit of my vitality. You excel in rank and excel in power, but you're as undisciplined as a roaring river. So eventually you won't succeed because you got in your father's bed, defiled it, and then approached my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are violent weapons. I'll never join their council. I'll never enter their assembly. In their anger, they committed murder and lamed cattle just for fun. Their anger is cursed because it is so fierce, as is their vehemence because it is so cruel. I will separate them throughout Jacob's territory and disperse them throughout Israel. Your brothers will praise you, Judah. Your hand will be at the throat of your enemies, and your father's children will bow down to you. Judah is a lion cub. My son, you have gone up from the prey. Crouching like a lion, he lies down. Like a lioness, who would dare rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until the one comes who owns them both. And to him will belong the allegiance of nations. Binding his donkey to the vine and his mare's foal to its thick tendrils, he will wash his garments in wine and his robe in the juice of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun will settle down near the seashore and become a safe haven for shipping, bordering Zidon. Issachar is a strong donkey resting between sheepfolds. He observed that his resting place was excellent and that the land was pleasant. He bent down, picked up his burdens, and became a slave at forced labor. Dan will judge his people as one of Israel's tribes. Dan will be a snake on the path, a viper on the road that snaps at the heels of horses, causing their riders to fall off. Lord, I'm waiting for your salvation. Bandits will raid Gad, but Gad will raid them back. Asher's food will be delicious. He will be a provider of delicacies fit for royalty. Naphtali is a free-running deer who produces eloquent literature. Joseph is descended from a fruitful vine, planted near springs of water. His branches climb over walls. Even though enemies attacked him, shooting at him and pursuing him viciously, nevertheless his bow remained steady and his arms kept in shape. By the strength of Jacob's mighty one, in the name of the shepherd, Israel's rock, by your father's God who helps you, by the Almighty who will keep on blessing you with blessings from heaven above, with blessings from the deepest ocean, with blessings from the breasts and womb. Your father's blessings will prove to be stronger than blessings from the eternal mountains or bounties from the everlasting hills. May they come to rest on Joseph's head. May they be set upon the brow of the one who was separated from his own brothers. Benjamin is vicious like a wolf. What he kills in the morning, he devours in the evening. That's how Israel blessed these 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father told them when he pronounced his blessing for them, blessing each one with a blessing suitable for them. In his last words, Jacob issued this set of instructions to them all. I'm about to join our ancestors. Bury me alongside my ancestors in the cave in the field that used to belong to Ephron the Hittite. It's the cave in the field near Mamre at Machpelah in the land of Canaan that Abraham bought to serve as a cemetery. It's where Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried, where Isaac and his wife Rebekah were buried, and where I buried Leah. Both the field and the cave that's in it were purchased from the Hittites. After concluding this set of instructions to his sons, Jacob tucked his feet up into bed, quit breathing, and was gathered to his ancestors. Matthew 15, 29 through 16, 12. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a hillside and sat down. Large crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, those unable to talk, and many others. They placed them at his feet and he healed them. As a result, the crowd was amazed to see those who were unable to talk speaking, the crippled healed, the lame walking, the blind seeing. So they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples and said, I have compassion for the crowd because they have already been with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away without food, or they may faint on the road. The disciples asked him, Where in the wilderness are we going to get enough bread to feed such a crowd? Jesus asked them, "How many loaves of bread do you have?" They said, "Seven and a few small fish." Ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the seven loaves and the fish and gave thanks. Then he broke them in pieces and kept giving them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. All of them ate until they were filled. Then the disciples picked up what was left of the broken pieces, seven baskets full. Now those who had eaten were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After he sent the crowds away, he got into a boat and went to the region of Magadan. When the Pharisees and Sadducees arrived in order to test Jesus, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied to them, "You say red sky at night, what a delight. Red sky in the morning, cloudy and storming. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, yet you can't interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation craves a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." Then he left them and went away. When his disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to take any bread along. Jesus told them, "Watch out. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." As they began to discuss this among themselves, they kept saying, "We didn't bring along any bread." Knowing this, Jesus asked them, "You who have little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you don't have any bread? Don't you understand yet? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you collected? Or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you collected? How can you fail to understand that I wasn't talking to you about bread? Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the yeast used in bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Psalm 20. To the Director, a Davidic Psalm, a Prayer for Victory. May the Lord answer you in the day of distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary, and may he sustain you from Zion. May he remember all your gifts, and may he accept your burnt offerings. May he give you what your heart desires, and may he fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy at your deliverance and unfurl our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord has delivered his anointed. He has answered him from his sanctuary with the strength of his right hand of deliverance. Some boast in chariots, others in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. While they bowed down and fell, we arose and stood upright. Deliver us, Lord. Answer us, our King, on the day we cry out. Proverbs 4, 20 through 27. My son, pay attention to my words and listen closely to what I say. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Above everything else, guard your heart, because from it flow the springs of life. Never talk deceptively, and don't keep company with people whose speech is corrupt. Let your eyes look directly ahead. Fix your gaze straight in front of you. Carefully measure the paths for your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us to the conclusion of another week. And we take deep within us the counsel of wisdom today above everything else. Guard your heart, because from it flow the springs of life. This is precisely what we are reading in the teachings of you, Lord Jesus. Life is from the inside. Outward, it flows from within, from our hearts. And so above everything else, guard our hearts. Holy Spirit, show us how to do that. We are so flippant with our hearts. We allow ourselves to chase our cravings and our copings at the risk of our hearts and the damage that we do to ourselves and others for giving up our hearts in places that they don't belong at all, to people they don't belong with at all, in ways and in circumstances that we don't belong at all. And so we are in need of repair. And so we ask, Spirit of Truth, come, heal our broken hearts, repair us. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, our home base. I say it every day, but every day is somebody's first day. And so this is how to get connected, find out more, be connected, stay connected. Check out the community section. This is where you will find links to the different social media platforms that we are on. And that's a good place to follow along for announcements and encouragements and behind the scenes and that kind of stuff. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources in a number of different categories, from ways to go deeper to just fun ways to support your colors and stay connected to the community that we are together. So be sure to check out the shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what's happening here, just showing up in this rhythm every day in a safe oasis around the global campfire, if this is life-giving and meaningful, thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That would be the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, my blessed Dab family. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels on the 17th of January. And I just listened, and our girl Sherry Williams called, and she was thanking some of the prayer warriors for calling in a prayer for her when she had called in on Christmas Eve regarding her husband's passing and how difficult it had been for her as he passed 8 weeks before then. And just hearing your voice, sister, and hearing a little bit more of the backstory about how there's really no living relatives left. And you said, it's just me and it's hard. And I just wanted to come around you and give you a hug and hold your hand and just let you know that we are your family and, you know, we are those people. And your whole church community globally is that as well. And I hope you're connected to a local church and you've got some beautiful sisters there and brothers that can really be your family and just wanting to lift you up to the Lord. Heavenly Father, our most esteemed, most high God, El Shaddai, El Elyon, the most high, almighty God, we come before you. Lord, we love you. We hallow your name because you are our creator. We fear you because you are too divine for us to comprehend and understand as the creator of all of life and so generous and gracious and loving to us all. Lord, we lift up our sister Sherry to you, Father. Lord, we ask that you blanket her with your wings, your softness, your pillowiness, your comfort. You give her fresh hope and inspiration that she will see the goodness of God in the land of the living again soon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth in Delaware calling, and I wanted to call in some prayers for some dear friends who are going through some really rough times. My dear friend Lorene is going to have her final surgery on her right eye. She's been dealing with glaucoma as a birth defect in both eyes her whole life, and she's had so many surgeries, and this is the last-ditch effort. But Lord, this is not really a last-ditch effort. You are using every surgery to have your will be done in her life. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that you would comfort her and fill her with peace and her family in the outcome of this surgery, Lord. Whatever it is, it's your will for her, Lord. May you surround her and comfort her and remove the fear that she is feeling at this time. Thank you, dear prayer warriors, for lifting her up. And also, I have another friend, Christine, whose son is still dealing with a brain mishap where he doesn't have much of a memory. So, Lord, we ask you to lift up and protect Christine's son, Anthony, and guide the doctors in dealing with his treatment. And then lastly, I have a dear friend, Elizabeth, whose husband has been severely impaired because of encephalitis of the brain. And she's been his caregiver for the last year, almost 2 years now. And Lord, just fill her with your hope and your strength. And as it says in your word, Lord, out of their distress they called to you, Lord, and you answered them and set them free. The Lord is on their side, and they will not fear, for what can man do to them? The Lord is on their side. He is among those who help them. Therefore, I look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Thank you. That's Psalm 118, verses 3 through 9. God bless you all, and thank you for praying for these prayer needs.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and just heard the prayer request for our friend Eagle-Eyed Bruce, and just wanted to lift him before the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today just thankful for your holiness and for your beauty, for your grace, for your wisdom, and for your protection. God, we bring before you Eagle-Eyed Bruce, and Lord, we thank you that he was able to get his ostomy bag removed, Lord, and that's awesome. We thank you for his private room that he currently has. We thank you for the sweet Christmas and the sweet holidays that he was able to have, Lord, maybe not physically, but more emotionally and spiritually, relationally. That's a beautiful thing. Lord, we also recognize that he is not getting the care that he as a human being deserves and needs. And I just pray for healing in this post-ostomy bag removal incision that sounds like it has maybe infected. Lord, he's not getting the support that he needs in order to get to meals and to get to church on Sundays. And God, I pray that you would replenish that support where these guys that used to help him have kind of fallen away and they don't know where they are, that new men would rise up, Lord, that you would get him the medical care that he needs and deserves, Lord. And I just pray that you would continually remind him what a treasure he is to you and how very loved he is by the King of the universe. God, we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. It's Rich from Exeter, UK here. I'm really enjoying listening to the campfire stories from before Christmas. It's really great to get to know you a bit better, hear your stories. Really good. I'm calling in today to ask for prayer for a young boy called Samuel. Samuel is a family friend, and he's in his last year of primary school here in the UK. A few weeks ago, he went on his school residential for a week, and when he came back, he had started suffering from intense anxiety. And this anxiety is just really severe and is really affecting family life, to the point where Samuel won't get in the family car to go anywhere. So I'd really appreciate your prayer for him, that he would know God's peace, God's peace that passes understanding, just to take away this anxiety. Please pray that Jesus would heal this young heart and free him from this anxiety. I'd really appreciate anything and all prayer that you could lift Samuel up in this way. Thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible, and this prayer is for Amy. Amy from Arizona, going through chemo, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, being a single mother of two kids, and now needs a feeding tube. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, I just thank you, God, for Amy. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this surgery for the insertion of the feeding tube will go well so she can get nutrition. Lord, hold her arms up as she continues to go through chemo, and she still has demands of work and kids. Father, bring people to her side who can be of help to her. Surround her with godly people, good friends that will encourage her and also be available to help her, you know, for whatever she needs. Lord, help her to know that she is not alone. You are there with her. You are there with her, and we are here for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is Veronica calling in from Oklahoma. I haven't called in for a long time, but I just felt the Lord prompting me to pray for the mother who just called in, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that has the 8-year-old twins. And I just want to pray for you. Sister, I just pray for healing over your body right now, Lord. I pray that you would heal her from the top of her head to the tip of her toes, Lord. Give her strength. I pray for the doctors and the nurses who are helping her. Lord, that you would just guide their hands, Lord, give them wisdom. Lord, send this mother a community of believers who can stand with her and just be her hands and feet right now, Lord. I pray that, Lord, you already know the outcome of this situation, and I just pray for your will to be done, Lord, and that whatever it is, Lord, that your grace and mercy would prevail always, Lord. Please, in the name of Jesus, amen. Please call on us. Let us know how you're doing. We'll continue to pray for you, sister.